Sunday night Shiloh of the Week series. First, a friendly but strong reminder. When you come to Mincha Maariv, please shut off your phone completely, except for medical professionals or people using their phone as a sitter. Please shut it off completely before you come into shul. We're bound to leave it on by accident, and we want to preserve the integrity of the davening as much as possible. Okay, so I received the following Shiloh this week. Someone, unfortunately, was hospitalized, Baruch Hashem. Person has been released, but for several days they were in a hospital which, not Maimonides, not Mount Sinai, another faith. And on the wall of every hospital room was a crucifix. And the person contacted me and said, okay, how am I supposed to daven? What am I supposed to do? So, this is actually a question dealt with directly in the Shulchan Aruch by the Rama. The Shulchan Aruch precedes that by talking about someone who's traveling, and they're on the way to stay at a certain hotel. In those days, I'm not sure the hotels were always broken up into individual rooms as they are today, and it was also more common for the hotels to be run by people who would display their religious symbols freely and openly in the on the premises. So the Shulchan Aruch says if you're traveling, so it talks about standing up and sitting down. The Rama ultimately says if you're on the way to a specific location where you know there will be distractions, there will be religious symbols around, better to actually daven along the way, on the road. Not normally the procedure, not normally your best kavana, rather than coming to the location filled with religious symbols, with crosses or statues or whatnot, and allow yourself the extra kavana and appropriate environment, even though you are still in transit. But if that's not possible, is at the end of Simon Sadi Dalad. If it's impossible for you to pull over on the side in a place where you will be uninterrupted, so then, better to go to the hotel, wherever you're planning to spend the night, and just find a little corner off to the side where no one will bother you, and you will not be in the environs of the Avodah Zarah. Where does this come from, that it's better to daven on the road? Again, an unusual choice of location, better than going to a place where you're surrounded by Avodah Zarah. We actually learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is requested by Paro, in the middle of the description of the Makkah of Barad, to please daven to Hashem to cease the plague, and Moshe Rabbeinu's response to Paro is, "Vayomer lo Moshe ketzesi asayir efros es kapai el Hashem." I'm going to leave the city, and then I will lift my hands up and daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and cease the plague. Question is, why do you have to wait? What's he keeping just playing with Paro for a few more minutes? The answer is that Mechilta comments on that pasuk. He didn't want to daven in the city, because this metropolis, wherever it was that Paro's palace was filled with Ovdei Avodah Zarah and religious symbols, and he wanted to get out of that area before he davened. So this is where we derive the halacha. One should do whatever you can to find yourself in a place which is devoid of such religious paraphernalia. The Mishnah Berurah comments further. What if you find yourself in that room, in that hotel room or that hospital room? Then the Kosel Mizrachi on the eastern wall, Sham Teluyim Gilulim. There are religious symbols hanging on the wall in that direction. What should you do? You should not daven in that direction. Al Yisfal Lo Sotzad. Don't daven eastward, El Lotzad Acher. Afal Pi She'ino Mizrach. You should daven in a different direction other than east. Okay, now this is assuming the person is well enough in their hospital bed to get up and face a different direction. That may not always be possible. Let's say a person is unable to do so. So then you have a few options. But they're all, to some extent, founded upon the fact that facing east is the ideal, but it's not something that's absolutely ma'akid. You can still daven even if you're not facing east. We'll get to that in a moment. What do you do if you're in the room, you can't turn a different direction? So if it's possible, and it's not going to rile anyone up, you can cover the cross, or whatever it is that's on the on the wall. Again, may not be wise. I don't think you're mechuyev to do so. You don't want to stir up any controversy. People in the hospital room come in and out all the time. You may have a roommate in the hospital room who would find that offensive. You're not obligated to do so, but at the very least, one should close their eyes when they're davening. Okay, close their eyes and avoid doing the normal bows that that are every once in a while within the Shemoneh Esrei, and suffice it at that. Happens to be there's another Simon Shulchan Aruch Kuf Yud Gimel about a person who is davening in a more public location, and all of a sudden Hamispal Bakenegdo Akum, a priest walks by. V'yeshlo temunas avodas kol miyado, and he's holding some sort of getchka, as they say in Yiddish. Okay, this is the practical Haman. Okay, someone walks by and they're displaying some sort of religious symbol, wearing it on their clothing. Post can talk about the yigil makom shoshochen bo, just at the moment that you are up to bowing. Even though you are concentrating and you're intending entirely to bow to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at that moment you should not bow. Why? Because it's Mar Sinai. There's a Gemara Avodah Zarah that says if you drop some coins in front of a church, you should turn your back and then pick up the coins rather than bending over or tie your shoelaces, anything of that sort that may appear to be. There's a church on Wadsworth and 187th Street. Walk past there all the time, where within the last year or two, they actually installed a large, religious statue, and people walk by on the street, and they do their genuflection, and they kiss the idol. It's an idol. What can I say? It's an idol. So it's not unusual for people walking down the street to come and pay homage to their god. So one should do whatever is necessary to avoid appearing as if that is what's going on. If the religious symbol is openly visible. Now, this is not something that turning away from the religious symbol is not something limited to a cross. Truth is, let's say you're not in shul. Any other situation where you find yourself davening on your own, you're at an airport. Okay, you want to face east. But it happens to be sometimes east is the huge window looking out on the tarmac where planes are coming in and out. And oh, there's my luggage loading onto the plane. There's lots of distractions. The halacha is, if that's going to make it more difficult for you to daven, better to find a wall, find a pillar somewhere off to the side where you will have better kavana. It's important to daven towards Yerushalayim, towards the Beis HaMikdash, towards Eretz Yisrael, but it's not absolutely necessary if that will make it difficult for you to focus. So choose carefully. Where does this come from? Because the Gemara tells us a person is traveling, they don't always know, they don't always have a compass app on their phone. Or they shut their phone off because it was time to daven, and they don't always know which way to face. They don't always know which way to face. Or the Gemara gives an example: God forbid, someone who's blind and they ain't yochel lachavin esaruchos. They can't direct themselves properly towards Yerushalayim. So what do? So the Gemara says, whenever you daven, even if you do know where you're davening, you should always imagine yourself as if you are in the Beis Hamikdash, as if you're at the Kotel, facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's why if you go to the Kotel today, sometimes you'll see people angling themselves a little bit off to the left, because they want to be directed towards not just the general area of Har Bayis, but even to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. May not be absolutely necessary. Strictly speaking, if a person can't face in one direction, even if they're looking this way, but their face is turned more towards the focal point, that's also necessary in some scenarios where it's not possible otherwise. But Yichavin Libo La Viyam Shabbat Shemayim. There's one Nesuch in Chazal is you should have your mind directed towards our Father in Heaven. And another nesuch in Chazal is you should imagine yourself directing yourself, your tefillos towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They may, in fact, mean the same thing. Other mepharshim try to explain the difference in the nusach, but that's what you have to do. So the person is in the hospital, they have no other way to, no other place to turn. So as long as the kavana is towards the Beis HaMikdash, that would be acceptable if you have to close your eyes or turn your body in a different way. Let me just close with a beautiful, beautiful statement. That's quoted in the Pesukei Teshuvos from the Sefer Charedim. Sefer Charedim was one of the Monei HaMitzvos. The Rambam counted 613 mitzvos, how you derive each one of them. He breaks them into positive mitzvos, negative mitzvos. The Charedim decided to categorize them based on the parts of the body that you use to fulfill those mitzvos. Interesting taxonomy, mitzvah taxonomy. So if you look in that Gemara, it says that there are two things that we're trying to accomplish. Number one is to daven towards Eretz Yisrael, towards Yerushalayim. Shlomo HaMelech at the grand opening of the Beis HaMikdash says that they will be mespal derech ha'aretz hazos, derech ha'ir hazos, derech ha'bayis hazeh. That's the way that he describes where our tefillos should be headed. Then the Gemara brings another pasuk in Shir HaShirim. On top of that, kemigdal David savarech banui l'talpios. That by everyone diving towards the Beis HaMikdash, besides that kivun, besides the kavana towards the Makom HaMikdash, we accomplish something else. We have all Jews on all four corners of the earth, every part of the globe, directing themselves towards the middle. Where else was that the case? In the Midbar, where the Diglei Midbar, the different camps and the different flags, breaking apart the tribes, were positioned accordingly. The Mishkan was in the center, and everyone was davening towards the middle, towards the Ribbono Shel Olam. That in itself is a big accomplishment. It's a big achievement. The Letalpios, Banu Letalpios, Har Abayis is an elevated location. Letel Shekol Hafios Mechavnin, its opponent. It's the tail, it's the elevated area that all mouths, meaning all mispalim, are directed. And by having that unified position, everyone towards the center, towards Yerushalayim, so even when we're physically distant, we're able to imagine ourselves in the same spiritual posture as we were able to accomplish when we were close to the Bonus Shalom, in the protection of the Anani HaKavod, in the Midbar, living that supernatural existence that Bnei Israel were treated to while they traveled through the wilderness. Rav Chanan ben Akasha Omer, Tzachot Baruch, Tzachot Israel, Fichah Hevel Amtar Mitzvah, Shemar Anakha Pitzman Tzidko, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.